I'm Zias Caravalla from ZK Research, and I'd like to welcome you to this Tech Target Ask the Experts podcast. I have a question here regarding cloud unified communications and how do subscription costs differ among different types of UC cloud platforms like unified communications as a service and CPaaS or communication platform as a service. Now, this is an excellent question because on the surface, they're both unified communications and they're both cloud, but they are fundamentally different. If you think about the evolution of communications, we went from having an on-premise PBX to an on-premise IPBX, but then we took the entire PBX functionality and we pushed it up into the cloud. And so now there's literally hundreds of UCaaS providers or unified communications as a service providers. And what they offer is the opportunity to buy a full PBX from the cloud. So it looks like what you had before, a full phone system with caller ID and attendant consoles and call waiting and voicemails. It's just available from the cloud instead of on-premise. The next evolutionary step is what's known as communication platform as a service. And what that is you can think of it as modules of PBXs that are being sold today instead of the full PBX. So if you're a mobile developer, let's say you work for an airline and you're building their mobile app and you want the user to be able to just click to call, historically, I would need to buy a full PBX to be able to do that, but now I can just buy that module of the PBX in order to do that. Or I could buy, it's really modules of unified communication. So I can get chat, video capabilities, SIP trunking lines, things like that. But in essence, instead of buying the full PBX, I'm buying a piece of a PBX. Now, this is where the difference comes in as far as subscription costs go. With UCaaS, again, I'm buying the full PBX, and so what I'm paying for is a per-user, per-month fee, typically on a per-bundle. And so the cloud provider may put together different bundles, say, remote worker, office worker, telecommuter, things like that, and they package up a bunch of services, and they charge you some amount of dollars per month per user. With communication platform as a service, you're paying by the unit. And so you're going to be paying for every SMS that's sent or every minute of calling. And so you're not paying per user. You can have as many users as you want, but you're paying for the volume of whatever that thing it is that you're consuming. And in a lot of ways, this makes sense because this now becomes more customer facing in nature. But that's really the fundamental difference is if you're using a UCaaS solution, you're paying a per user fee to have access to everything that the cloud provider offers. And if you're using a communication platform as a service, you're paying for that unit, that module, and then the usage of it. And so that's the primary difference. So anyways, I hope that helps. And thank you for the question. It was a great question.